This garden is kind of a well-kept secret because from the outside you absolutely can't tell there's a garden here. It's like a little urban gem, so you really have to know somebody to know that it's here.
My name is Helen Weber, and I'm the head gardener here at the Lighthouse for the Blind.
Let's go and put our nose in the chocolate flower because it's worth it. It is. Okay, so this plant doesn't look like much. It's a weed from the American Southwest, and what its selling point is the fragrance of the flowers. And Kirk, I'm just going to hold this up to your nose if you'll let me.
Mm-hmm.
You smell chocolate?
Smells like cocoa. Yeah,
it does. Yeah, so that's a weed from New Mexico, and I absolutely love the smell of it. And so I've been trying it in all different places in the garden. It loves cold, but it doesn't like our wet winters. So I'm growing it in almost pure sand in a place where the irrigation system doesn't work. And so hopefully it will settle in and reseed itself. It makes lots of seeds. And people love it. Every time people smell it, you know, they just get all happy.
My name is Kirk Adams. I am president and CEO of the Seattle Lighthouse for the Blind.
On a sunny day at 11:45, when the lunchtime starts, I come to the garden when I'm able. And just a very relaxed and formal opportunity. We've got some tables with umbrellas and seating and benches, and people gather and hang out and chat.
There you go, Kirk. That's the 7-Up plant. It's fuzzy to the touch, and it's got that lemon-lime fragrance. And it also has little flowers which are an absolute magnet for hummingbirds. It blooms until hard frost.
And what's the real name?
The real name is Stachys albomentosa cultivar Hidalgo. But if you look for it in the nursery, they'll call it 7-Up plant, and you can find it in the perennials.
The thing I notice about the garden is just that there was some really nice thought put into it. As Helen mentioned, there's some changes in the texture. Brickwork around benches in the gazebo. If you're using your cane like I do, it's got an aluminum tip that you can slide, so you can really feel the changes in texture.
One of the things we do on the tours is we borrow a trick from the perfume industry. We have a bag of coffee beans, which we carry around with us. And I don't know why it works, but after sniffing some big, intense fragrances, if you just smell the coffee beans, it resets your nose.
Cleanses your palate?
It does. It's like eating a cracker between wine and wine tasting.
I don't know that we mentioned this, but Helen has also selected a lot of plants for their dual sensory experience. A lot of them are very tactile, fuzzy or sticky or smooth or serrated. I think she's put a lot of thought into the tactile nature of the plants as well. I think the garden just helps fill out the campus. It's not just coming in a door, making parts and leaving. There's this opportunity for people to reconnect with nature just a few steps outside the back door.